women in the Met. It's impossible to overlook the irony that the outrage at the treatment of those protesting against violence against women, and in memory of Sarah Everard's tragic death, takes place when there is the first female commissioner of the Metropolitan Police. Cressida Dick has form for controversial deaths on her watch. She was a control room commander in the anti-terrorist operation that led to the wrongful shooting and killing of Jane Charles de Menezes in 2005. A later trial concluded that the police had made a catalogue of errors that resulted in the shooting, but Dick, curiously, was cleared of any personal responsibility. It was Keir Starmer, no less, then head of the Crown Prosecution Service, who upheld the decision not to prosecute the officers in a later High Court appeal lodged by Jane Charles's family. Dick's track record is an illustration as to why it isn't enough just to have women in positions of power and influence. Her previous actions have proved that first and foremost she is a copper and defender of the status quo, now playing an active personal role in stifling dissent to protect the Tory government. We don't just need more women in positions such as this. We need women who place themselves at the standpoint of women and the working class. Clive Walder, Birmingham.